So, Jackie, tell me about this project of yours. I'm so excited to hear about it. Netflix, that's pretty exciting.
It is. Yeah, this show is called The Hunting Wives. It is a fun, sexy thriller of a show. It's got a pretty amazing cast behind it. Yeah, I'm really excited for it.
And how to describe The Hunting Wives in your own words?
In my own words, well, the show, like I said, I mean, it's going to be a fun and sexy show. Basically, the character Sophie, played by Brittany Snow, she moves to Texas and falls in with this group of very rich, beautiful, sassy women led by Margot, played by Malin Ackerman, and they have a great time until trouble starts to happen, and then drama unfolds.
Say it was the biggest challenge about doing the show.
I would say the biggest challenge about the show was, oh gosh. Well, it was really hot in it was really hot in Charlotte at the time for me. But also, I'd say, getting the chance to work with amazing actors that I admire so much sounds like, I mean, it's the best of all worlds, but at the same time, it's very intimidating. So I would say one of the challenges was, sharing the screen with, just amazing actresses like Malin and Brittany and Dermot, and just kind of trying to, stay professional, stay cool, and keep my calm.
Your character, how would you describe your character and how was it originally approached to you?
So my character is a bit of an outsider compared to the Texas ladies. She's a little bit more, I guess, a little more polished, a little more on the corporate side of things. She's an ambitious gal. But she also has her share of ulterior motives, and she's brought in to kind of clean up some of the trouble along the way, but ends up causing a little bit of drama of her own. So you'll have to stay tuned to see what that is.
And how do you relate to your character, or if you don't, does she have any characteristics that you wish you had?
Well, one of the things I like to do when I get, the chance to play roles, I like to find areas where I do overlap with them in personality, right? It helps me as an actor kind of bring my own authenticity to it. And so I'd say that the things I gravitate towards is that she is ambitious and that she is professional and she takes things very seriously. So I'd say that, I relate to those aspects. And well, she gets into her share of mischief, I'd say. So let's I'd say I might want to stay away from that part, but yeah.
I won't keep too much away. What's one scene you're most looking forward to everybody seeing?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Sure. Without giving too much away, what's one scene you're most looking forward to everybody seeing?
I think I am excited for just the general build up to the finale of the season. It's a great cliffhanger. There are some great character arcs that all the roles go through, and there might be people who have read the book. It's based off of a book by Mae Cobbs, and even if you've read the book, I think you're going to be very surprised by the ride.
Now, did you read the book beforehand or did you just go in blind?
A little bit of both. I started reading the book. It's a really good book. She's really good at putting words on page there. But then when I got the script, I did notice that, the screenwriters, they had expanded the universe a little bit, right? They had brought in some more characters and left it open for a possibility of a season two. So when I realized that there were some differences, I stopped reading the book because I didn't want to get the two worlds confused and focused on the one that was presented to me in the script. But I will say I picked the book back up and I started finishing it actually on like the plane ride home. It was so good.
Nice. I'm going to add that to my list. I always heard it was a good book, but now I have even more of an excuse I can compare and contrast watching the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And going outside your acting, I understand you have an absolutely amazing medical background. You're an advocate for women's health. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So before I decided to pursue acting full time, I did go to medical school. I did residency. I did an internship year in general surgery, and then I did a residency in pathology, and ultimately made the decision to pursue, my creative dreams in 2014. It was a big, I don't know how to say it. It was a big, crazy decision at the time, but I'm so grateful I made it now. But one of the things I like to do now is that because I have that background and because of, the connections and the networks that I've made in the medical world, also my husband is still a doctor, and so the people that I've met along the way, I've kind of found this opportunity to use my voice and my platform and, my expertise on both sides to kind of help advocate and help spread the word and educate women about, about their health, specifically their pelvic health, because that's just an area that's so overlooked by our healthcare system. A lot of the, medical work and research and stuff out there is very much geared towards male patients. And so I think that there's a whole, world that needs to be just better researched and better discovered and better talked about. You know what I mean? I think there needs to be more awareness and more funds and more dedicated resources for women. So that's kind of one of the big goals that I push for on my on the side.
That is absolutely amazing. And as women, we need to advocate for each other, especially when it comes to help, and especially since so many times we're not listened to. So thank you for that.
100%.
Yes. Actually, you might be interested in this. You'll appreciate this. If you look on a podcast, it's Dr. Cindy. She's a really close friend of mine, and she's very similar to what you do, but on the East Coast. But I think you should definitely look her up and collaborate with her because she's amazing.
Yeah, I would love to. I'll get her information from you afterwards.
Yeah, I'll send it to Anna when we're done. But yeah. So what's next for you? I mean, you got your show, you've got, your medical stuff. So what else are you doing?
That's the life of an actor, right? We're perpetually jumping from project to project. So, after, we kind of ride the wave of the Hunting Wives, I do have a horror movie that's kind of in the works coming up. I'll be going out to Arizona to work on that in a couple of weeks, and then who knows from there.
Very good. And one thing I like asking people on interview, tell me a fun fact about yourself.
Oh, my fun fact. Well, my fun fact is usually that I was a doctor, but you already beat me to that one. let me think. Fun fact, I grew up in the South, but I hate okra.
It's funny. I think people either love it or they hate it. There's no in
Yeah,
between.
it's a very divisive vegetable,
Yeah, I'm not a fan either, so. And since we're a TV site, what are you watching these days?
Oh my gosh, I am just binge watching so many things. I'm a big Netflix fan. I'm a part of the family here. I just finished watching, I'm on the very last episode of Squid Game, so hopefully
Nice.
I can finish that tonight. I guess some of my favorite shows this past year is like White Lotus and Severance. Severance was really good. Finally got around to watching Ted Lasso that everyone's been talking about.
Nice.
Yeah, I got Apple Plus because of Severance, and now I'm like, let's go through all the shows that I've missed out on. So yeah. Mix of very positive shows, a mix of some dark shows.
Yeah, that's how you have to do it. It's like, but always when I watch the dark shows and like all the true crime stuff, and then afterwards I have to like watch something super light to like cleanse the palate.
Yeah, absolutely. There's some shows you just can't binge watch, it's too heavy.
Yeah, like right now, like my two of my friends at work, my other job, and I were watching that. Actually, it's on. Is it on Netflix? I believe it's on Netflix. That new mystery series, that true crime series, where the girl got went missing on the cruise.
Oh no, what is that?
Yeah, it was actually on Unsolved Mysteries a few years back, the original one. This girl was on a cruise with her family and disappeared. I can't figure out if she went overboard, if she was trafficked, or what. And it's like, we're just watching and we're like, we still have one more. We go, everyone, do not watch without us talking.
I'm gonna look that up. I love true crime.
Oh, I am obsessed with it. It's like, but then afterwards, I'm like, all right, I put on Golden Girls, put on Psych, put on something where I'm just like,
Yes,
calm myself.
reinforce the
Yes, exactly. And where can we find you on social media so you can continue to follow your career?
Yeah, so my main social media is Instagram. You could look me up as handle is Jax Dallas, JaxDallas. I have Facebook and I have Twitter, but it's mostly just cross posting. Instagram is the one
Yes.
that's my main.
Nice. Well, Jackie, it's been a pleasure to meet you and speak to you. I'm so proud of you, and I can't wait to talk again soon.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much, Sammy. It was great to meet you too.
Likewise, we'll talk again soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye.